Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Jay Stevens Podcast, part of the Off the Ball Network. This is episode 214, dedicated to a man who on July 22nd, 1990, won the U.S. Golf Amateur Championship, Mr. Phil Mickelson. And as always, thank you for listening and downloading another episode of the podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by three individuals, Mr. Jeff Hunt, Mr. Mo Murphy, and Mr. Chris LeBron, all individuals that have been here before, as we embark on a dream college football road trip. This is an idea that I got from the Cover 2 podcast put on by Athlon Sports, where you are tasked and you are given the opportunity to pick which game you want to go to every single week of the college football season. But there is simply one rule. Well, there is a rule, maybe multiple, depending on how you look at things. A rule goes like this. You pick one game to go to every week of the college football season, weeks zero, which is on August 28th, week one is September 1st through 6th, so on and so forth, all the way through the week 13 games, rivalry weekend, which is also the week of Thanksgiving. I believe there are games that start that Tuesday all the way through Saturday evening, Pac-12 after dark. So the rule is you're going to one game every single weekend of the college football season. The only rule is you cannot see the same team twice. That's it. It seems simple. But as you're going through this, you want to say, well, I want to go to see Ohio State play. Well, you look to see what are the marquee Ohio State matchups that you might want to go to. Go for that, and then you realize, wait, so week two, Ohio State plays Oregon. But my week two matchup is not Ohio State-Oregon. You'll find out why it is at that time, because I'm going to see Ohio State later on in the season. That's the rule. That's it. It's a college football road trip, a dream college football road trip, and it's three individuals. Mr. Chris LeBron, you can follow him on Twitter at RealLeBron89 or at Off the Ball Pod. That is the name of his podcast, Off the Ball Podcast. You can follow Mo Murphy from at Mo underscore cheese 15. That is at Mo underscore cheese 15, the host of the Up in Flames podcast. And then also my guy, Mr. Jeff Hunt, the host of the Jeff Needs Sports, as well as the host of the Jeff Needs Help podcast. Follow him on Twitter at jhunt006. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07, the host of this podcast and the host of Locked on Buckeyes as well. This week, we're going to have weeks 0 through 7 of us picking which games we're going to go to each week. Weeks 8 through 13 plus the conference championship week, that will be a week from today. Let's go ahead and take a trip and fast forward to week 0, August 28th of the college football season. The first Saturday of college football, we'll start there, work all the way through the conference championship week as we decide where we're going on our dream college football road trip. And joining us now here on the Jay Stevens podcast, it is a couple guys that have been here before, and you'll hear some thoughts from somebody else, not verbally, but from one of the guests that's here with us. It's my guy, Jeff Hunt, my guy, Mo Murphy, for the college football road trip this year. Jeff and Mo, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on, Jay. This is it's just a great idea, and we're about to have a ton of fun. It's good to be on here with both you guys.
Mo, if you could, before I explain exactly what's going on, you mentioned it, whatever is going to happen, it was tough for you to put the thoughts and to pick which games we're going to. Mo Murphy, college football road trip. When you first heard about this little exercise, what entered your head?
I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, ooh, like I'm creating my own college game day. But you put a twist on it. And you said, I can't see the same team twice. And we see in college game day, they might make a road trip and see a certain team twice. So it sounded fairly easy. And then I start looking at the schedule and I get to week 3 and I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to that game. But then I look at week 7, I'm like, oh no, I'd rather see that team play this team. So it actually got it really made you think, and it's actually going to make you appreciate college football more, because now you're going to watch some teams that you probably wouldn't go see on a normal basis because you can only see a team one time.
That is correct. And I said that, I teed it off on purpose because, guys, today we're having our dream college football road trip. I have teased this for quite a while. What is a dream college football road trip? Well, Mo Murphy kind of explained it in a brief way. The dream college football road trip, there are 15 weeks in the college football season. For this exercise, week zero is the games on August 28th, the games September 1st through the 6th. Those are week one, and then you're going all the way there. Week 14 is the conference championship week in games. We'll talk about those next week, but the rules are simple. There are 14 weeks in the season, not counting the conference championship game. You're going to one game every single week. However, you cannot go and watch the same team play twice. Mo's wearing an Ohio State shirt. Jeff is wearing an Ohio State hat. I am wearing a hat for the state of Indiana. If I were a Hoosiers football fan, I cannot see them play twice this year. Jeff, Mo, I am an Ohio State fan as well. We cannot see Ohio State play twice this year. I am a person that Alabama has a rivalry with Tennessee. However, this year, Alabama also plays Florida. I cannot see Alabama play twice. Yes, it's very, very interesting. At the end of the season, last game of the season for Ohio State, they play the team up north. Not going to say that team's name. If you don't know it, Google it. You'll figure out exactly who it is. Well, at the same time, Ohio State plays Penn State at home. Ohio State goes on the road to Indiana. I can only see Ohio State play once. Can't see them play multiple times in the year. I mentioned Indiana, one, I'm from there, but my mom also is a graduate of Indiana University. So there is a family tie to that as well. Jeff, as you're hearing and thinking about some thoughts from me as I describe this, what were your initial thoughts when you heard about the dream college football road trip?
Well, I immediately loved it because this is honestly something, you know, I'm older than you guys. I'm getting closer to, that point in my life. And my dream is to retire and travel around the country every year and go to my dream college football matchups each week, see all the rivalry games. I mean, that's been a lifelong dream. I'm a college football fanatic. I love the sport. I love the game. You guys have all heard me on with Jay before. So this is actually pretty easy for me because I'm not just a guy who only watches his team, which happens to be one of the best in the country. And I have an advantage that I was kind of alluding to before the show. I live pretty close to the SHU. So I don't have to go to the SHU to see a road game. So, you know, I get a bit of a cheat code. So I can still see Ohio State. That's not a road game for me, but I didn't pick them more than once.
Ohio State, you're there. Mo, you're an Ohio State fan. I've only been to Ohio State games that are inside the state of Indiana. When they played Indiana 2015 season, I went there. I was at that game. I've seen them play a couple times in the Big Ten Championship, but I've never been to the SHU. So I have been one, when I was putting this together, I'm looking and trying to figure out, can I get to Columbus? Who are they playing? Does it make sense to go there or see them play a road game? I mean, these are all thoughts that are going through your head. Mo was shaking his head and like, yeah, these are thoughts I had. I wish Chris was with us here as well. The president of the Off the Ball Network, Mo and Jeff, they're VPs of the network. This is a fun experiment. Four of us that are all four college football fans. And I'm excited to hear what everyone is thinking about and where everyone's going week number zero. Week zero, there are a few games, or there's only five games week zero. And I did this on purpose because I wanted to make sure these games and these venues that maybe aren't visited very often, people can go to them and say, well, here's a game, here's a game, here's a game. So week zero, Mo, you're going up first. And yeah, I know you're going to say what Chris's picks are. So, Mo, I'm going to give you the floor. Week zero, where are you going? And then also, where is Chris going as well?
So, for week zero, just to throw it out, Chris and I did pick the same game. You're going to catch us in Los Angeles, California, Hawaii versus UCLA. You know, for me, I don't know Chris's reasoning behind it, but for me, it was just like I get the kickoff season in, you know, sunny Southern California. Head to LA. I'd rather that game have been in Hawaii because then that would be just really an amazing trip. But I just figured kick my feet up, you know, visit Venice Beach and then catch a good, you know, Hawaii, UCLA start of the season kind of kickoff. So that's why I picked Hawaii versus UCLA.
Jeff, where are you going week zero?
Yeah, I'm riding shotgun with my boys. I'm going to the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, California. I want to see Hawaii, UCLA, and just for the basically the same reasons. It's a nice trip. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go a few days early, and I get to see one of the greatest venues in all of sports. So that was one of the easier ones of the season. And there's a potential upset, non-power, Pac-12 upset. So there's more to it than that. So, but yeah, I'm sun and fun, baby.
I feel like I'm the oddball here, and I'm just sitting here like I'm gonna be smiling the whole time, guys, because I love this experiment. I'm the only guy staying in the area of the country that I live in, and it's partly because I want to visit every Big Ten stadium at least before I pass away. Nebraska at Illinois. The other option I had was UTEP at New Mexico State, simply because I want to go to all 50 states. I don't know what kind of game that's going to be. I know more about Nebraska and Illinois. I know Scott Frost's on the hot seat. Adrian Martinez, what's he going to do? Brett Bielema, the new man there in Illinois. It's simply because I know more about them, and I'm going to UCLA. I'm watching UCLA play later in the year, so I couldn't pick them week one or week zero, so that's probably where I would have gone week zero with that. Week one. Just going to keep moving along with this. Week number one. Here's where things get very, very interesting. On week one, there's a game September 1st, UAB versus Jacksonville State. And then once you get to the Friday slate and the Saturday slate, so many good games. I'm trying to keep going down. You have Alabama is playing Miami. You have Indiana at Iowa. You have, I believe, Clemson's playing Georgia in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you keep going to the Sunday and Monday, Notre Dame's playing Florida State. Louisville is playing Ole Miss. I mean, so many phenomenal games week one. Mo, back to you for you and Chris. Where are you guys going?
So for week one, I'm going, I'm going to take my trip down to Tallahassee. I'm going to see Notre Dame versus Florida State. I just think week one, it will be a kickoff. Obviously, like, Notre Dame is not an ACC team, but they have some type of rivalries through history with an ACC team. And I think two historic programs with Notre Dame and Florida State. And then just to be in Dope Campbell Stadium, I've been there once before, and the atmosphere is crazy. So to be able to be there for week one and just allow to be there with Florida State and the Seminole fans for the kickoff of the season, because I think there'll be more hype at the beginning than trying to catch Florida State later on in the season based on the success or lack thereof. So I'm going to Notre Dame versus Florida State. And Chris actually is going to Temple versus Rutgers.
Temple versus Rutgers. Jeff, where are you going, man?
I am headed to Charlotte, North Carolina to see Georgia versus Clemson. I love so-called neutral games, these big site games. It's kind of a pattern here. My camera will be back. It's one of those things. I like the big site. I like the neutral site games. I want, not an elimination game, but one of these teams is going to have a really hard run at it the rest of the season. So I'm all in on Georgia Clemson. It means something. It's in a fun place, and I'm excited for it.
Jeff, I am going to the same place you are. It's a neutral site game, Georgia versus Clemson, the reunion and the reuniting of an older rivalry. It is in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Carolina Panthers play. I think this is a phenomenal way to truly see how your offseason preparation has gone for both Georgia and Clemson. Clemson, new quarterback, second time starting, started a game this past season against Notre Dame and lit it up. Georgia, Kirby Smart, maybe on the hot seat. I don't know. He's very successful, but he just can't get over the hump. JT Daniels at quarterback. What will him and the other players on the offense and defense of Georgia do week number one for them against Clemson? Jeff and I are on the same page. And what I got to tell you, I want to go to Doak Campbell. I've never been. It's on the places I want to go outside of the Big Ten. That's one of those stadiums I want to go to. And so you going there to see Notre Dame week one, you're not just going to see a phenomenal venue, one you've been to before, but also you're literally seeing two teams that are very, very historic and that have had a lot of success in college football.
Yeah, that was kind of my reasoning behind it, even though, it is – we kind of are historians when it comes to college football. We do love that aspect of it. And so two of the most decorated programs of all time playing against each other in week one. And like I said, for Florida State, I think that's the premier game if you're not a Florida State fan to see, because if there's a lack of success, at least the atmosphere will be crazy in Doak Campbell for week one.
Jeff, we're going to go down to you.
Great pick.
Jeff, we're going to go down to you. We're going to change the order up just a little bit. Week number two, Jeff. Where are you going?
I'm actually going to Ames, Iowa, Jack Trice Stadium. I want to see Iowa at Iowa State. I know some people on both sides of this game. These teams dislike each other. I want to see what Iowa State's made of. One of these teams, whoever wins that game, is going to set themselves up to be a quote unquote surprise team for the rest of the year. So I think that's going to be one of the better games of the season. And I love the hatred. I love the whole experience of, a couple jacked up crowds getting at it. So I'm headed to Ames, Iowa.
Mo, go ahead, man. Where are you and Chris going that week?
We're both actually headed back to California. We will link back up in California. We're going to go watch Stanford versus USC. My reasoning behind it, obviously, I think that will be a great matchup in an early on. Now, obviously, week two has some key matchups. Mm-hmm. Probably for us, the key matchup of the year when mm-hmm. we really think about it outside of history. So for anybody that doesn't know, Ohio State plays Oregon that week. So to have not went to that game, I'll give my reasoning later, but that one really hurt my soul that I had to pick not to go to. Arguably, that could come down to one of the biggest games of the year, mm-hmm. no matter what conference or anything. But I think Stanford USC, classic Pac-12 rivalry early on in the season, it'll give me that fix. Probably will be a Pac-12 after dark game. So it'll be one of those nighttime games in California in the middle of September. It'll be a beautiful night, and I'll be back in LA. I was there week zero and week two. I'm right back at LA partying it up. And then we'll head on out for week three.
Did you say you and Chris are both going back out there to Cali for week two?
Yes.
It's kind of like you guys put this thing together. Like Chris is saying, this is tough, but it's like you guys are putting this thing together yourself.
Well, it's one of those, he sent it to me and I was like, wow, we are kind of going to the same couple of games. But from here on out, if I'm looking at his list, looking at my, I don't think we'll meet back up. But just for the beginning of the road trip, I got to kick it with Jeff and Chris in week zero. And then come week two, I got to link back with Chris and we meet right back up in LA. So I think that'll be, I think that would be an Off the Ball Network kind of reunion that would be a very well needed in like a vacation. So I do like that we are going to the same couple of games.
The funny thing is I'm giving you and Chris a hard time for going to the same spot in back-to-back weeks, week one and week two. Jeff and I are going to see the same game. Week one, Jeff and I went to Georgia, went to see Georgia and Clemson. Week number two, Jeff and I, Iowa and Iowa State are here, and it's very exciting. I have never been to I've never seen any one of those teams play, and so I'm excited to see what it is that Ames, Iowa is going to be, the hatred that's there that Jeff talked about. Hopefully he comes back in. I know he was having some trouble there with his camera. I see my guy Chris LeBron is here with us. Glad he can be here. So I'm very excited to go to Ames, Iowa to see this rivalry. And that was one thought in my head through this exercise. I want to see rivalry games, and that was one of them there. Chris, I'm very happy you're here, man. We're on to – do you have your list in front of you? Oh, I can't hear him. Oh, man. Well, Mo, since you're still here, we're just going to keep moving on with you. Week number three, go ahead, give yours. And if Chris can hop in, he'll do his. If not, you'll do his still.
Okay, so actually for week three for me, I'll see you, Jay. I'll stop by your house on my way to go see this game. I'm going to see Cincinnati versus Indiana. I think that could be – I look at what Indiana could be in the Big Ten. There's a lot of people that think Indiana could be really good. Obviously, their quarterback coming back. And they could be that spoiler team again for Ohio State. So I'm intrigued to see how Indiana's going to face. But another team outside of the Power Five conferences that I'm interested in seeing is Cincinnati. So a Cincinnati versus Indiana, I think that would put Cincinnati and set the tone for the rest of their season. And if they win out and have that win against a powerhouse like Indiana, and Indiana's only loss for the rest of the season, hypothetically, will be Ohio State. I think that puts Cincinnati in a good position to, if this crazy season shakes out, maybe they'd be the first team to make a playoff. I would see if there was a scenario with four teams, somebody to do it, I would say it would be Cincinnati. And this game right here could be all the reason why, especially if Indiana's full-blown success is based on only losing maybe again to Ohio State and Cincinnati remaining undefeated. Indiana would finish in the top 10. So I do think this game would be absolutely outstanding.
While Chris is setting up, I'll go ahead and give mine for week number three. Week three, I am going to watch Auburn at Penn State.
I love these rare games that we don't normally get to see. It's just one where Penn State at home. No, Mo, I messed up. I got to go look back at this again because I have Penn State another time throughout the season. See, this is one thing. I thought I had this all mapped out very quickly, but Mo, I don't. Week number three. It's going to really look bad. I'm doing this live on the air.
It's all good.
Week number three. I got a message here from Zoom. Perfect. Okay, that's amazing. Week number three. I'm just going to pick a random game that I haven't been to. Can't pick that one. You said Cincinnati at Indiana. Is that the one you said?
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Not trying to ride your coattails, but I'm going there as well.
I see you there.
Because I do not have – trying to look over this really quickly. I don't have Cincinnati. I don't have Indiana. That's going to be the one that I'm going to go to. Didn't think I was going to be going to Indiana at all throughout this exercise, but here we are. My own mess up. And I looked at my paper. I said, wait, I can't see one school twice. And so here we are. Jay, week three, is going to the same spot that Mo Murphy is because Jay messed up. Chris, can you hear us? Can you hear us, Chris?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you. Mo, go right ahead and let us know where Chris is going for week three.
Can you hear us, Chris? No, okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, while we're fixing this. So Chris in week three is, I hate to have to give up his, since he's here on air, but he's going to Auburn at Penn State. The game that you actually decided that you were going to, I would imagine, just, you know, because we haven't been able to explain Chris's logic, I would imagine it was kind of the same logic as you. We're going to see a very competitive SEC team versus a top dog out of the Big Ten. And so if it was me looking at it, I would look at, this becomes bragging rights. Matchups like this is bragging rights for the rest of the season. When you really think about it, we don't get to see top tier teams out of the SEC and the Big Ten play each other. So to be able to see that match,
you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're loud.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, there we go. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Got a slight echo. Love doing this stuff when we're live on air. It makes it amazing. Just make sure that everybody knows we are human and things sometimes happen.
Yeah.
We're going to wait for Jeff to come back
air
in.
Air conditioner.
So, Chris, you are
air
here.
Air conditioner. Boom.
Chris, you are here, and we got you for weeks 0, 1, 2, and 3. So, week four, I didn't explain the whole breakdown for you earlier, but week four, where are you going, Chris? It's the week after Auburn.
Week four. Okay, so I got Auburn, Penn State, week three. Week four, I'm going to go to Arizona State. I need to see Herm live. I've always wanted to see Arizona State. I don't know why. I just always loved the stadium, the scenery. It's just somewhere where I always just let it. You know what? It'd be cool to go to a game out there. So definitely, that's definitely something when I was looking at this because this was tough.
Yes.
This was tough. So picking these games. So I think going to Arizona State would definitely be a pleasure to go see a game out there.
And who are they playing, Arizona State, that week?
Colorado.
Okay.
The Buffaloes.
Colorado versus Arizona State. Yeah. Mo, week four, it's all
see
you, man.
Herm and the crew there.
I'm back in the Pac-12. You know, people will probably think Pac-12 is my favorite, but when you really think about it, in the fall time, getting that great weather, the amazing weather. So I'm back in the Pac-12. I'm going Arizona versus Oregon. Oregon Stadium would be, you know, beautiful weather at the beginning of October. It's not going to be hot, and it's going to be probably another nighttime game. And I just want to see Oregon play this year. I've already skipped on a matchup of probably seeing Oregon's biggest game of the season playing against my team. And like I said, not picking that game has some reasoning behind it. But I'm going to go and see Arizona versus Oregon. I think at that point in time, you know, just projections, I think Oregon will already have one loss. And basically each week we'll be seeing how they bounce back and continue to see if they can kind of remain strong and run through the Pac-12 to have that argument at the end of the season, depending on how that Ohio State game shapes out for, you know, a college football playoff opportunity. So I think with seeing Oregon, I'm seeing a potential college football playoff team. So that's why I picked Arizona versus Oregon.
Week number four. This is very interesting to me because I was trying to get out away from the Midwest, Mo. I was trying to go to all big rivalry games. But as I mentioned earlier, when it came to which matchup was it? The Georgia versus Clemson is a rivalry game, but it's also a big-time matchup. It's a big-time matchup on a neutral site. Notre Dame versus Wisconsin at Soldier Field in Chicago. Wisconsin, Graham Mertz, one of the first quarterbacks to have his own logo. So I really, really enjoy how he's taking part of the name, image, and likeness stuff already so early. But it's Notre Dame, man. I do live in Indiana, so I've been here most of my life. Notre Dame is special. It's just one of those teams that it's – no other team in college football has a network TV station that broadcasts a lot of their games every single year. That's Notre Dame football. And to get Notre Dame versus Wisconsin – at a neutral site, to me, it's a win-win all around for the teams, Chicago, Soldier Field, and myself. Jeff is still not with us. Going to move right on to week number five. Chris, where are you going, and what's the matchup week five you're going to be watching that week?
Okay, so this matchup is obviously would be a big-time matchup in college basketball, but I think it would be cool to see this, you know, in at the gridiron. So for me, I would love to see Duke at UNC, even if it is football, you know, see Sam Howell and see that matchup in the college football atmosphere. I know that's something on my bucket list on the basketball side, but to see it on the football side, you know, obviously it's still a rivalry. Duke in North Carolina, no matter what sport, baseball, doesn't matter. It's a rivalry. So I think that's a matchup I would like to see. And obviously, you know, UNC has a really good team. And you know, Sam Howell at the hand and Mac Brown, and they got a squad over there at UNC. So, and I know Duke is, you know, they're on hard times, but it was when I looked at it, it was more than just seeing, you know, when I did this, I was like, it was more than just like, all right, seeing like perennial matchups and you know, big time. It was just like the environment. And I think this would be a fun environment to be a part of, and seeing Duke at North Carolina. So this is why I picked Duke at going to UNC. It might be a blowout, but it would be a fun atmosphere to appreciate.
No.
Yeah. So I'm actually week five. I'm going to see that team up north at Wisconsin. I'm one of those, you know, the venues are always great to go see, but at the same time, like, I'm fully focused. As much as I love college football, I'm still fully focused on Ohio State season. And so at this point, I'm going to pick this matchup because now I'm going to scout the competition. I'm going to see if Ohio State has anything to worry about, because we're talking about seeing that team up north in the rivalry game. Do I have to be concerned about taking an L, one that we haven't taken in a long time? And then Wisconsin, I'm looking at a team that I'm potentially, my Ohio State Buckeyes are going to end up seeing possibly in the Big Ten championship. So I'm going to enjoy that game for what it is. Usually when those two teams play, it's actually a really good game. So I'm okay with, I expect to see a great game, but also it will kind of be, as Ohio State up to that point, I think we'll be undefeated. So now I'm looking at the season, like, who's in our way? How can we, who's going to have the possibility of stopping us from running the table? And so I'm going to go watch that game and think whether I could just cruise control for the rest of the season or whether I have something to worry about because we have a legit threat to another Big Ten championship.
Week number five, we got Duke at UNC. We have that team up north going to Wisconsin. Week five, this is the reason why I didn't pick Hawaii week zero, because I wanted to go out to Hawaii later on in the season. Fresno State going to Hawaii week five. This is one of those, my parents have been to Hawaii. Jay has not. So Jay gets to go to Hawaii. It's unfortunate I didn't get to go when Colt Brennan, the phenomenon, was out there playing. I would have loved to see that. But Fresno State, not really much explanation outside of this is a destination. Now people have destination weddings. This is one of those times where Jay can cross off a state and watch a college football game at the same time. That is there. Jeff, I want to allow you to catch up. You're back with us. Had some issues. We're just smiling and you're back with us. You see Jeff is here. Chris LeBron is here. The whole gang gets here together. Jeff, week three, four, and five, back to back to back. Go ahead, my man.
Three, I love this matchup. Auburn at Penn State, State College, Pennsylvania. We actually get a team from the SEC to come above the Mason-Dixon line after like week one. And another big game. You know, that's a put up or shut up game. I love it. Week four, I went Notre Dame at Wisconsin in Soldier Field. Once again, I'm a sucker for the quote-unquote neutral site games. I think that's going to be a great atmosphere. That's a great trip for me to one of my favorite cities in the United States, Chicago. That's another long – that's another extended weekend I'm going to take, and it has consequences. Like, you know, whoever comes out of this game is going to set themselves up, and whoever doesn't is going to have a struggle the rest of the season, with both of them have fairly tough schedules. So that's where I went with 3-4. And at 5 – I'm going to Myrtle Beach, baby. I'm going to Brooks Stadium in Conway, South Carolina, and I'm watching University of Louisiana Monroe go to Coastal Carolina. I'm going to get a smaller school atmosphere. It's going to be crazy. I want to see what it's all about. You know, they told us all last year, like, how much they deserve to be there, how excited they were. I'm going to go down. I'm just going to enjoy the game. I actually know fans from both of these schools. So it's pretty exciting. So essentially, I'm just taking a little vacation. By that time of year, I'll probably need it. So that's my 3-4-5 right now.
So I'm going to take some time very quickly to kind of go through exactly how things have gone so far. We have 2 more weeks left to before we end up this first half of the road trip we're going on. Week 0, everybody's going to the same spot but me. Hawaii versus UCLA. I decided to go to, I believe it was, Nebraska at Illinois. Week number 1, me and Jeff are going to the same spot, neutral site, rivalry game. Week 2, Jeff and I are together, and then Chris and Mo are together going to SoCal to see Stanford and USC. Week 3, it's another matchup, another pairing. Myself and Mo, Cincinnati versus Indiana. Jeff and Chris, Auburn versus Penn State. Week 4, Jeff and I, we kind of think the same. Notre Dame, Wisconsin at Soldier Field, we're there. Week 5, we're separate. Duke at UNC, basketball rivalry for Chris, going to the football, the gridiron, the team up north versus Wisconsin. Mo wants to go from being a podcast host and an analyst to being a scout that week. I like it. You got to know what the competition is doing. Week 5, Louisiana Monroe versus Coastal Carolina. Will Coastal have the same success they had last year? We'll see. Our guy, Jeff Hunt, will be there discussing that and seeing that for us. It's interesting to me how the whole kind of thought process has gone so far and what matchups and places we're going. And Chris, how do you view the matchup so far and kind of the pairings and how our minds are working?
Well, Mo always likes to follow me, so that doesn't shock me at all. You know, he wants to come to me, you know, we're going to Stanford, USC, you know, we could watch that together and all that. No, it's all great matchups. I mean, when you set this up and we were trying to figure out that it's just like, you would think a lot of people would assume you would pick the big games, right? Everybody wants to go to the big games, but it's like, you know, for me, I picked Temple at Rutgers. Like, I would love to go to a game at Rutgers, especially now Rutgers is, you know, Chiano's back and like, he's got a nice recruiting class coming in. It's like, that would be a fun. And I applied there when I came out of high school. So I always, kind of one of those schools I always wanted to go to. And I visited the stadium and I was like, yo, I want to go to a game here eventually one day. But it's just, I like how we're all thinking, like, it's not just the, you know, the chalk games. It's, you know, we're you know, different environments and all that. Like, it's so far, this is, you know, I like the matchup so far.
Jeff and then Mo, kind of the same thing. What are your thoughts about how our minds are working?
Yeah, that was me. Like, everybody's got a good point. This is tough because you got to choose. I want to see all the really good teams. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out when and where I want to. But I also, I want to hit the venues. So I want to, there's certain home games I want to see. There's certain rivalry games that I love. And I want to get a feel for the whole college football season. Like, I want to, you know, as an analyst last year, I heard everything from the non-Power 5. So I want to dive in. I want to hear what they say. I want to see the game. If I see the game live and I'm at Coastal Carolina and I've just, you know, I've seen a couple of Buckeyes games and then I'm watching, then I've got something to mm-hmm. go by, things like that. And then I just want to meet the fans. I want to have great conversations. Mine is really probably more about the atmosphere and the experience and engaging with the fans than it is the actual games, even though I do got some really good games on my list.
Mo?
Yeah. And then for me, I mean, it's pretty much in the beginning, it starts off, you know, up to this point, it's kind of about destination matchup. Like I said, like, to be on the West Coast, be in LA twice, and then to be in Oregon in the beginning of October, like, that to me, that would just be amazing. Then hit Wisconsin right before it gets too cold and be unbearable to see a really good game. Cause I feel like seeing Wisconsin from this point on is just going to be like, now I have to have two jackets, a hoodie, pants yeah. with some more pants up under it. And I'm really not interested for a team I don't care about. So I feel like I hit them at the right time. But then, like I said, at this point, it was destination in the one key game, Cincinnati versus Indiana. I think that has implications on both teams' season. And yeah. I think that game could turn, like, I think that game could get referenced a lot later on for both teams. So that was like, so far, that's like my favorite game that I want to go to up to this point, just because I think Cincinnati could be the best Power Five or outside of Power Five team. And I think Indiana could really make some noise with a romping victory over Cincinnati prior to them playing Ohio State yeah. later in the year.
Mo, we're going to stick right with you. Week number six, we're going to go Mo and then Chris and then Jeff and myself back to back to back. No break in between. Mo, where are you going week number six?
So I'm going to see Georgia versus Auburn. This was probably the hardest week I had to pick. We'll just discuss that week later. But I'm going to Georgia versus Auburn. I think at this point, if you really look at the matchups, Georgia has played Clemson already and Auburn has played Penn State up to this matchup of Georgia versus Auburn. If Georgia has already beat Clemson and Auburn has already beat Penn State and both of these teams face off undefeated in week six, this will be the tell-all, be-all kind of thing. This will determine both of their season. If Georgia wins this, they'll be expected to run through the rest of the SEC and probably projected to see Alabama. But if Auburn wins this, I think this will be like who's going to win the SEC or at least compete for the SEC championship kind of yeah. thing, because now Auburn's going to build up into the Iron Bowl later on in that rivalry game. And that's projecting that if Georgia beats Clemson and Auburn beats Penn State, this is going to be the undefeated matchup, probably one of the best matchups of the year. Good SEC football in October, and then cooled down in the South, you know, so I think that'll be a great game.
Chris?
Red River, rivalry or shootout? What do they call it still? Texas-Oklahoma. Texas-Oklahoma. I have to see this. It's another game where it's like, you see it on TV. I've seen that TV so many times, you know, the neutral site and all that. This is a big rivalry game. You know, you got Rattler and Oklahoma and you know, they'll probably be undefeated. You know, Sark's there at Texas. So we'll see what he does. You know, can he bring Texas back? You know, they failed with the last couple coaches with Herman and who's the coach before him? Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong. So, you know, those guys haven't had success, you know, and seeing that matchup, that would be fun. Potential, you know, like I said, Oklahoma possibly undefeated going into the game, maybe Texas, you know, this could be a signature moment, this signature game for yep. Sark and Texas, you know? So to me, this would be an absolute joy to see, and, you know, gonna probably eat good if you know going to this game. So that was another aspect of that. You know, we're gonna eat good when we go to Texas, Oklahoma. So this that is definitely a game that I would definitely love to see. This was tough. Like Mo said, this was a tough week because it was some games I really liked. But once I saw Texas, I actually went back because I had another game, and then because sometimes you get lost, you know, trying to figure out the games, and I'm like, wait up. I'm like, because I'm looking at my list, I'm like, there's no Texas, Oklahoma. And I look, I was like, uh-oh, now I got to change it. I got to go to Texas, Oklahoma. So
I originally had that game. Yeah. I went back and switched it.
Yeah, got to see that game. That would be a joy to watch.
Yeah, I'm with my man. I'm hitchhiking as he's on his way across the country from New York City to Dallas, Texas. I got my thumb out. I'm hopping in. I want to go for every reason he said. And if nothing else, I'm going to Texas State Fair. I'm eating a yes. lot of fried food. Ooh. It's still going to be warm and sweaty. You know, just be a lot of fun. The crowd split down the middle. I'm going to talk to both of them. I'm going to get both their angles. I'm going to do 8 podcasts. I'm going to send a bunch of drunk picks in the middle of the day because it's an early game. Just everything about this game I love. One of these days I will actually make it there. But yeah, I'm headed out. I'm headed to Texas.
Yeah.
Mo, I don't mean to leave you out, but you are like the odd man looking out at this time. All three of us are going to this game together. For me, my reasoning is it's a couple things. One, Texas, new coach, Bijan Robinson, Steve Sarkisian has never had a running back rush for less than 100 yards. So I'm curious to see how that works out with this game as well. But last year in this very game, one, it wasn't sold out, so that's a downer for this matchup. I don't even know if they had the Texas State Fair last year due to everything going on with COVID. But also, Spencer Rattler got benched in this game last year, came back in, and ultimately, I believe they ended up winning the game off of him making some good plays and really Sam Ehlinger kind of messing up. So in Spencer Rattler's mind, though his personality, if you like him or not, whatever, he's a competitor. We like competitors. We love this game. For me, that was part of the appeal to go to this. I also want to go to the Cotton Bowl, the Stadium Cotton Bowl. So that was kind of an added thing. Mm-hmm. The stadium I want to go to, the matchup. I've always wanted to go to Texas, Oklahoma, just like Chris and Jeff. And so that was there. Mo,
I'll explain why. I didn't. Well, so later on, everybody will hear why I didn't pick the Red River rivalry. I had that down at first. I look into the season, I'm looking at matchups, and I think as we get on later, we start seeing what teams are. So now we start seeing what big games actually matter. And some games don't matter necessarily. There's not some great matchups in a point in time, but there's a game the week before rivalry week is the whole exact reason why I decided not to go to the Red River rivalry. So I will disclose that when we get there, but that's why I didn't go. I originally had it. I feel like I always wanted to go there, but there is a game the week before rivalry week that I think would determine everything in that conference. And that is why I did not go.
It's all right, Texas versus Oklahoma game. You can read our tweets. It's cool.
Hey, read the tweets.
I'll be in Auburn, Georgia saying, hey guys, should have went to Dallas, huh?
Week number 7. Going to move on very, very quickly. Going to try and go through and talk about some matchups we're going to see that are possibilities. Myself, I like seeing certain teams. I have a weird love for Ole Miss. Don't ask me why. So Ole Miss during week 7 goes to Tennessee. Some other matchups here. Chris, Miami goes to North Carolina. You already went to UNC, so you couldn't go there. Let me keep on going down. Try to see Texas plays Oklahoma State. 3 of us have already seen Texas. This is where the thing gets a little tricky. Because you've already seen teams a few times, or you've seen teams once, you can't go see them again. If you want to see what Kansas is going to be this year with everything going on with Les Miles and a new coach and all that stuff, well, Kansas hosts Texas Tech that week. Chris, and then Mo, and then Jeff, once again, where are you guys going to week 7 to end this first half of our college football dream road trip?
Well, I haven't been to the West Coast. Okay. And I just see there's a lot of West Coast. I'm going to the West Coast a lot. So I wanted to hit a lot of these states. And Washington is another state I want to hit. So UCLA at Washington. Like you said, Washington's one of those teams I always liked, you know, a little bit, you know. Obviously, I got my Hurricanes, but always liked Washington out, you know, out on the left coast. So always wanted to go see that atmosphere, you know, and go out there. Like I said, I got a lot of West Coast games I would definitely love to get to, and you'll see I have some more. But definitely UCLA at Washington, and Chip Kelly's still at UCLA, right?
I think so.
Yeah, just to see him lose again, yeah, that would be fun to watch. Yeah, definitely love to see that.
Mo, week 7.
Yeah, I'm going to Chapel Hill. I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to go watch Miami play North Carolina. I mean, we talk about intriguing matchups. We talk about all the hype. It's what? We're in week 7 at this point. We're starting to give out All-American honors. We're starting to look at who's going to be first team All-American. I think we're determining in week 7, if I'm not mistaken, isn't our playoff, our first like playoff ranking comes in about week 6, week 7?
Week 8, I believe, is when it starts.
So we're going the week before the playoff rankings come out. Heisman favorites start coming out. I'm watching Sam Howell and De'Aaron King go mano a mano in possibly the most important game in the ACC conference that year. The same way I said, look at Georgia and Auburn and what the route they have to go to. At that point, just imagine if Miami is undefeated. That means they have taken down an Alabama. That means De'Aaron King is a Heisman favorite, undefeated right now, balling out of his mind. And then Sam Howell, the guy who's supposed to be the number one pick in the draft, the best quarterback, you know, to tie his laces for this draft class. To me, that's all intriguing, and it's in North Carolina in later of October. It's going to be another southern state. Very beautiful weather. I would imagine, no matter what time this game is scheduled, I would imagine it probably moves to a night game. It's going to be that important. So catch me in Chapel Hill, Miami versus North Carolina.
Jeff?
I'm in. Everything Mo said, the King-Howell matchup's huge. If one of these teams comes out of this game undefeated, they have a direct route to the playoffs. It's a huge game. And I imagine my boy Couch Coach Live will meet us over there for the game, Mo. So if nothing else, like, we're going to get together, you know, we're going to drink some sodas, and we're going to have a heck of a time watching his Tar Heels. I can tell you that.
I feel like I am taking a road in a route with week 7 where I'm going to go to the SEC. I expected somebody to do this and go there, but they're not. Florida at LSU. I want to go to Death Valley. I know that the SEC on CBS is normally a 3:30 kick. And my hope for them is that they find a way to put another game at 3:30, make this game, put Ole Miss at Tennessee at 3:30, make this game Florida at LSU a night game, because everything is always different at night down there at LSU. I want to see Emory Jones. I don't care who the quarterback is at LSU. A night game, no matter who is on the team, that's amazing. Could this be the year we see a cornerback win the Heisman? Derek Stingley Jr., he's been killing it since he was a freshman. I don't know if it's the year, because the last guy that did, well, last couple, they returned Charles Woodson. Did Desmond Howard play defense at all? I know he played receiver.
No, Howard never did.
So was Charles Woodson play defense, returned? Will we see Stingley in the return game? I don't know. But this is one of those games, a statement game. And if he's killing it all year, Mo mentioned the Heisman. Man, Derek Stingley down there with Emory Jones throwing the ball. If Derek Stingley has to make some noise, I don't know if you can win the Heisman by just playing corner and nothing else, but it's possible if Stingley kills every single week.
He's expected to play both sides of the ball.
This was one of the toughest weeks, and you chose right. I cannot wait to go to LSU and watch a game. This was a tough one, but that's a great choice.
This was a tough week for me, but, you know, I know you guys, Miami, I had to save it for my ultimate, you know, bucket list.
Okay.
But, this one, you know, you could FaceTime me with Couch and all that while you guys are there. You know, I'll be there in spirit.
We'll do a show.
Spirit. Not picking Florida LSU. There's a reason why behind that too. Like, a couple games that I didn't pick, there is, like, my reasoning why. Okay. I know a lot of strategy in this.
Like,
yeah, yeah. The most surprising
is, because I was going to go week one, Miami, Bama. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to? But I'm like, hold up. All right.
There's some other matchups. There's some,
you know, because I would, you know, so I had to save it. But
it gets rough at the end.
Yeah, it does.
It definitely does. There's one game I absolutely don't want to go to that I had to pick because I picked everybody else. But you'll be able to hear that next week, Jay, on week 8 through 14.
Absolutely, guys. This has been fun. One thing I want to say very, very quickly, September 18th, I believe that would have been week 3, Florida plays Alabama, and nobody picked that game. I'm just saying, I'm going to see Alabama at some point. I don't know. I can't say when. I wonder if everybody else is going.
That's an amazing week 3 game.
Dude, you know how rare, we talk about how rare that was. We have week 3, just kind of recapping this first little section we have, first half. Auburn at Penn State was 2 picks, and then Mo and I were going to Cincinnati versus Indiana. I couldn't pick that game as much as I wanted to because, one, I want to go to the Swamp, and then, 2, I want to see that matchup because you don't normally see it. Also, coming off of the SEC championship game, those two teams played. Then Mo wants payback. Nick Saban wants another SEC championship ring, and Bryce Young has something to say. I'm just amazed. I thought somebody would pick that game, but nobody did.
Yeah, there was some games. Florida doesn't make my list, but Alabama does make my list as a game later on. I wanted to see more than anything played by Alabama, just personal ties, friendships of people that I know that love this game. So there's some things that reasoning comes in later why I didn't pick certain games, especially I'll be able to explain fully on the Red River rivalry why I shied away from that game. But I do get that Florida Alabama was really, really intriguing in week 3. Like, you could go to Georgia, Clemson, and then Florida and Bama, like, back-to-back weeks, like, or go to Ohio State, Oregon, and then go see Florida and Bama. Like, actually, you could have went and seen Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, Oregon, and then Bama and Florida in a 3-week span. Like, that could have possibly been the opening part of your road trip. It's 3 of the greatest games you could imagine in a college football season. That is kind of crazy.
Well, Mo, we're going to be waiting everyone listening will be waiting for your explanation as well. This is weeks 0 through 7. Weeks 8 through 14 are next week, guys. This has been fun. All three of these guys will be with us next week as we continue our dream college football road trip.